Holy moly, I can't believe I finally got a hold of you guys.
Sorry.
Hello, George. Hi, Hilly. How are you?
Good. Terrific. Good.
I've got a story. This is Matt out in Madera, California, listening to you on AM 580.
Hey, wonderful. Where's Madera?
Madera is about 4 hours north of L.A. area. Hmm. It's like right in the middle of the San Joaquin Valley.
It's kind of between L.A. and San Francisco.
In the middle.
Middle of nowhere.
Yeah, pretty much. I've got a story I've been sitting on for about 20 years that not a whole lot of people know about.
This is the moment. 20 years.
I know.
Here we go.
When I was, I'm 38 now, when I was 17, 18 years old, I'd gotten home one evening, Friday night, out cruising with the buddies and all, and I got into bed. My bedroom had, the closet wasn't deep, it was long. It took up the whole wall, so it had bifold doors.
Yeah.
And I turned off the light, and I had a big, giant California king-size bed, a big behemoth of a bed. And about 5 minutes after I got into bed, turned off the light, I heard the closet doors rustle like a breeze blowing through,
Mm-hmm.
But I figured, well, heck, did one of the dogs sneak in or what's going on? So I got up and I turned on the light. Nobody's there, no dogs, no nothing. I go back to bed. About 2-3 minutes after that, whatever went through me, it felt like I stuck my finger in a light socket. It made every hair on my head stand up, and it knocked me clear over to the other side of my bed. And I have no idea what it was, where it was, whatever.
Some kind of electrically charged entity.
Something was mad at me. I know that. Probably my mom. I used to see my mom all the time after she passed away.
Why was she mad at you?
I don't know. I wasn't exactly
the ideal kid?
Yeah, I wasn't the politically correct twin. I've got a twin brother.
So. Oh, I see. Okay.
For whatever reason or whoever it was, somebody was angry with me because I've never to this day figured out what it was, why it was, or all I know is it scared the living crap out of me.
Hey, Matt, could you tell me again what this was? Were you sleeping or something?
No, I had just gotten into bed. I was in bed maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah, and what happened that you had this charge?
I heard the doors to my closet rustle, and after I got up and turned the light on and looked, made sure the dogs weren't there, there was no warning, no nothing. I mean, it went through me and knocked me clear across the bed and made every hair on my head stand up.
Matt, let me tell you a counter story.
Okay.
Happened to me. I was sleeping. I woke up. I thought it was the cat coming in the room because there was the door opened, the light shined, and suddenly this blob came at me and hit me in the chest, and I began to scream and holler because I didn't know what it was. It was suffocating me, and finally I just got up out of bed and I banged into the wall just to smother whatever it was.
To crush it or something.
To crush it, yeah. And finally it went away. Now, I've told this story on Coast to Coast before, and I've had 20, 30 different people, psychics and other people, try to tell me they've had the same thing happen to them. And that's why I wondered now whether it was anything like that.
Well, I bet it probably would be,
It's an entity of some kind, a negative energy.
Well, and there is negative energy. I mean, and there are people out there. Have you ever been next to someone? I call them energy sappers.
Oh, sure.
Who, they're probably nice people, but for some reason, you have to get away from them.
Yeah.
They just suck the energy right out of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I use a story where there's a guy came into a lounge full of about 100 people, sat down at the bar. Within 15 minutes, the entire place, except for him, emptied out. They were gone. And the bartender says, she pulled me aside. She said, George, this happens every time this guy comes in here.
Wow.
And they don't even know him. He just kind of sits there, very polite, but he has such negative vibes about him. He just sucks it from everybody else. So I think there is negative energy.
That's a spooky story, George.
It really is. Absolutely.